Good morning and welcome to the Georgia Business Coaches Show. I'm Bev Ann Bonds and I'm broadcasting live from a studio in Sandy Springs, Georgia. And I'm joined in the studio today with my co-host Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Bev Ann. How are you doing?
I am doing great today.
You seem all fired up. What happened?
Hey, it's a great day.
It's a great day. Great fall day here.
Great fall day, and we're ready to take charge of everything. We're also fortunate enough to be joined in the studio today with Chris Cavanaugh of Shift. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I'm excited to get into our topic today, but before we do that, on Georgia Business Coaches Show, we feature top business coaches providing our listeners with the opportunity to find out about more about coaching and how it can benefit them and some of the trends that are going on at this time. And before we jump into all of that, Lee's going to thank our sponsors.
Sure. Today's show is brought to you by Business Support Solutions, the virtual assistant organization providing administrative, bookkeeping, and marketing support to small business, and Business Radio X, your secret radio marketing weapon.
All right. And thanks again to our sponsors, Business Support Solutions and Radio X. Again, I said that we're joined in the studio today with Chris Cavanaugh, Shift. And Chris, with her company Shift, she specializes in helping people who are feeling stuck or overwhelmed take control of their entire life through cultivating a CEO mindset so that their business, organization, departments, personal lives, anything that surrounds them really thrive and get them to a new point. So good morning, Chris. We're excited to have you here. We've got a great program ahead of us.
Great. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know, one of the things I've seen with you is that you say you're the CEO catalyst. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Absolutely. I want you to imagine a CEO of any corporation that you've worked for in the past. And CEOs generally are paid to make sure their companies are a success. And so every day when they get up, their feet hit the floor and they head to the office, they absolutely must do everything that they can to make sure that their company succeeds with their goals, as well as making sure that everything they do, say, and are all sets up to make sure the company is a success long term. So that CEO mindset is powerful. And if a CEO doesn't act like a CEO, they typically get fired. Or if they own their own business and they're the CEO slash owner, well, then their business typically doesn't make it. So essentially, that CEO mindset is the key to success. And what I have done is created a coaching program around trying to help people become CEO of their life. Because when you are CEO, every day that you get up and your feet hit the floor, you absolutely are thinking about your long-term success. You're thinking about your goals. And everything you do, say, and are is all linked to that, which means that you're going to experience more success in a lifetime.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that when they're business owners don't ever even contemplate CEO, because you think of IBM or something big to have the CFO, CEO, and board of directors. So how is it that an entrepreneur is going to develop that mindset when they're not usually thinking on that scale?
Well, like anybody, when you get to a certain age, you've developed habits and ways of thinking, and you default to those under stress or under just living day to day. And it's just a matter of rethinking, redoing things, developing new habits, and developing a completely new mindset. But once you get there and it starts to become natural, amazing things start to happen.
Now, when you're working with people, CEO in my mind means more strategic thinking rather than doing the work of the business. How do you get a person who needs to do the work in order to, you know, pay the bills to, to step back and say, you know what, I got to delegate more, I got to do all these other things and think more strategically long term?
So your question is exactly what one more time?
How do you get the person to, change that kind of mentality where they're worried about doing the work of the business because that's what they are, you know, rather than the CEO who has to think more strategically long term?
Got it. Okay. One of the things that I do is help people understand the importance of setting vision. The truth is, if you don't have a vision and you don't have anything that you're moving towards, then you can't figure out how to get there. So it's establishing different priorities. And when you see that vision setting is the first step towards success, and you see the value of actually taking the time to make sure that you know where you're going, then all the other stuff seems to fall into place. But again, it kind of defaults back to a different mindset. And that's basically what I do, is try and help people get there.
Well, do you find that a lot of these entrepreneurs, like, they may have that vision, but they don't have that CEO mindset, so they can't follow the vision all the way through? Or what stops them?
Absolutely. There are a lot of people who have good intentions and they kind of know what they want to do, but they haven't actually sit down to plan it. And the other part of being a CEO is not only developing the vision, but actually taking the time to detail out the steps. And the steps are what counts, because if you don't set benchmarks and you don't bring people in to help you, because you can't do it all yourself, you absolutely will have a harder time. Now, you may get there, but you're going to get there a much longer time away than you could have if you had brought people in and if you had been thinking along the CEO mindset.
Well, for that business owner that's maybe a little newer in business, mm-hmm. they are still developing maybe their product somewhat, their systems. How are they going to move from the worker bee mindset into that CEO and start pulling the people in?
It really depends on how much time you're willing to put into the strategic planning of it. I know that everybody gets very overwhelmed when they're just starting up their business. There is so much to do. And it's probably a good thing that most business owners are completely naive about what it takes to start a business, including myself. You know, 2.5 years later, if I had known what it was going to take, I still would have done it. But wow, I would have been ridiculously overwhelmed. So it's been a long time in terms of getting to a place as to where now I understand. I've always been a CEO of my life, and I've always had that mindset, which has given me an edge on a lot of business owners. But just helping people get to that place as to where they're thinking strategically is what I love.
Well, do you think, you mentioned like the overwhelm, which is so huge for entrepreneurs. Do you think with the economy being tighter than it has been in several years, that accelerates some of the overwhelm and the lack of vision that business owners will have?
I think anytime people get into a place as to where they're overly stressed about anything, it goes back to defaulting to the same way they've always thought and the way they've always done things. Albert Einstein has a great quote. It says, and let me see if I remember this correctly, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And the thing is that if you default to the same thought and action patterns, you're never going to do it differently, which means you're never going to get different results. And learning to become CEO of your life is a process. It's a journey. It does not happen overnight. It takes practice. It takes digging in and figuring out what you need to do to get there and then doing it over and over until it becomes natural.
Can you share maybe a story of somebody you work with that maybe was going down the path incorrectly, and then you were able to work with them and then they were able to become, you know, have that CEO mindset?
Absolutely. One of my recent clients hired me not too long ago. She had been in business for like 5.5 years, and she was really, really struggling because of the fact that her business was making money, but it wasn't going where she wanted it to. It wasn't this really, really impactful place for her. And so she called me up and she said, listen, I need help. Are you a business coach? And I said, no, I'm not a business coach. I'm a personal coach. But I help business owners become more powerful in how they step out and run their businesses. Because my feeling is that how you do anything is how you do everything. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do anything in terms of if you lack self-confidence, if you're not good with your productivity, if you can't manage your stress, if you can't manage your time, you're going to do it just as badly at home as you are at work. I mean, that's just the bottom line. So after about 15 minutes, she determined that probably the key factor to why she was struggling with her business was a lack of confidence that she knew what she was doing, number one, that she was making the impact that she wanted to make, number two, and that she could do what it took to be able to get there. And so we worked on the program, and like every client, it takes about 3 months or so before things start kicking in and becoming smooth, because there's a lot of thought pattern changes, a lot of action pattern changes, and a lot of new habits that need to be developed. But once she got there, she really, really saw the difference. And we came up with this neat thing about how there's this old person and there's new person trying to fight for position when you're going through a coaching program. The old you is used to doing things in a certain way, and they're just going to fight you to death because they don't want to change. And the new you wants to do things differently. And so the old you and the new you will continue to argue and fight internally. But if you're if you're committed to the program, the new you wins out. And she saw that by the time we ended the program, that the new her was incredibly powerful. She still had work to do. She still had things she needed to get over. But on the whole, she was thrilled with how far she had come because her confidence levels had increased dramatically over the process.
Well, it sounds like once she started exercising control mm-hmm. in those areas, that naturally will build
Absolutely.
Your confidence and make it more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things that you offer is a program that's developing the CEO within you. And when we're talking a lot about that, can you tell us a little more about that program?
Sure. There's several different steps to that program. The first step is to really, really connect to the possibilities. Because most people, if they don't believe that what they want to have happen in either their personal or professional life is possible, they're not going to be able to get there. So the first thing I have them do is connect to the possibilities. Then the next thing I have them do is really look at who they are. They kind of have to own who they are. They have to own the type of personality they are. They have to own some things, limiting beliefs, some things they have going on in their head, which may be obstacles. They have to really kind of dig in and kind of do an analysis. And then after that, I have them, okay, it's time to set up a plan. Let's put steps into action. Let's create the path you want to take. And then after that, it's really digging in and figuring out, well, how do we maintain the forward movement? Let's stay on top of your game. And then finally, when all of that comes into place, things start running really, really smoothly. And that's when you start to see how much control you have over your personal and professional life and how much of a CEO you actually become at that point.
Well, when I think of a CEO, I think of someone that's aggressive, they go for it, and not aggressive in a bad sense, but mm-hmm. they know what they want. They're going for it. They're looking at the kind of the bottom line and what's best for mm-hmm. the, you know, everything that's around, kind of the ecology, best for you, best for me, best for the business. But if someone comes to you and says, well, you know, I'm not really that kind of personality. I'm more laid back. I don't really like being in that role. Are they going to be a good fit for this program?
If they are serious about wanting to succeed in a certain goal that they have, then absolutely. Because what most people think is that when you become CEO of your life that you know all the answers. And that's not true. Becoming a CEO of your life is an inner confidence, an inner peace, and an inner trust and faith in yourself that you absolutely will get what you want in some form. You may not get exactly what you want. You may have to go down some really difficult paths. You may take some detours. But ultimately, if something is important, you'll get there. It's kind of like, and I don't have children, but it's kind of like hearing your child say that they want something and you being completely determined to make sure that your child gets whatever that is. And so you go out of your way to do everything you can to make sure that that happens. Well, being CEO is that, but you're doing it for yourself. You're that focused and you're that confident that you're going to make it work.
Well, do you think that sometimes people get, when they think of, like my definition or that I think of someone being aggressive and really mm-hmm. go for it, that maybe they put the wrong idea around that and think that they have to like bulldoze everyone that gets in the way as opposed to adapting to owning their style and adapting it to that CEO mentality?
That's absolutely right. Being a CEO does not mean that you're bowling people over. What it means is that you do not allow obstacles to stop you. When you face an obstacle, you'll look at the obstacle, you'll analyze the obstacle. If the obstacle knocks you down, you know, you may have to sit down there for a couple of minutes and just kind of get it together. But you're going to get up and then you're going to look for a way around it. That's what that is. It's an inner non-aggressiveness. It's an inner focus, an inner determination.
How do you coach people who maybe came from a big company corporate background? Because I find that those people have a different mentality on becoming an entrepreneur.
Well, with people who are in corporate America, a lot of the time they are so used to being responsible for their own set of stuff and not worrying about everything. And the first thing when you become an entrepreneur is that you have to own that it's only you. There's no one else unless you hire people to help you. And I always suggest for new business owners that they try if they can and get an assistant, but if they can't afford it right off the bat, then try and allocate their day so that they're doing a little bit of all the business pieces. And save money to hire somebody at some point, because that's important. Because if you're the money maker, then you have to be doing money making things, and all the administrative stuff is, you know, often, I mean, it needs to get done, but it's not what you should be doing. So just trying to carve out money to be able to hire somebody is important.
Well, I've heard someone mention before that there's nothing like having that person and knowing you have to pay them, and what she called dialing for dollars, because you start really getting into that sales mode then.
Yep.
Well, do you think that everyone has it within them to develop that CEO mentality and be like the CEO of their life?
I think everyone has the potential. The commitment is what makes it happen. Because if you're not committed to becoming CEO of your life, then the first really tough obstacle you face, you're going to walk away. You're just going to say it's not worth it. But if you're committed to taking charge of your life, if you're committed to becoming CEO, then it will happen. Everybody's journey is different, but the commitment is what counts.
So there's, from what I'm gathering from what you're saying, there's no way, you don't really tap it. People have that mentality. They just have to have the drive and the courage to withstand some of the pressure or some of the obstacles that stand in the way.
Well, sometimes I think it's more so that people don't understand how they can be CEO. Most people are spectators in their own life. They get up every day, they do what they have to do, and they come home. But they don't feel like they have any control over it. They really feel that life controls them. It's that rare person that wakes up every day, and that's the CEO mindset, that gets up every day and goes, I am in control of my life. I may not be in control of everything that happens to me every day, but I'm in control of the choices I make, I'm in control of the things that I do, and I'm in control of making the best of every really hard situation that comes across my path.
How do you help them prioritize, like, and know what's really what's important, as opposed to, you know, there's so many tasks, like you said, they're one person. So, you know, 1 minute they're the strategist, 1 minute they're the worker, 1 minute they're the accountant, 1 minute, you know, they're 50 different things.
It all boils down to what it is that they want to accomplish and how that breaks down into certain action steps, which is why developing the vision first is important. Because if you know what's a priority, then you're going to make sure that you spend most of your efforts on your priority items. Everything else will get done, but making good choices based on your priorities is what counts.
Well, you were talking about before with the example, with the client that you've worked with, that there was the old her and the new her, mm-hmm. sort of thing. And how do you keep from backsliding? Because it's so easy when things become really stressful, they're not going the way that you want them, to naturally jump back into the old me. So what do your clients do to help from taking that backslide?
Well, nobody's perfect. It's going to happen. In fact, I always tell my clients to expect it to happen. You just don't wake up one day and be different. And a lot of times, the aspect of not doing as well or being disappointed in your progress is the catalyst to better success. So sometimes you have to fail to succeed. And what we do is, any time that they don't meet a specific goal or they don't complete an action step that we've established during the program, we basically talk about why, and then we look at it a little bit deeper and see what else might be going on. Maybe there's some internal thought patterns, you know. Maybe there wasn't the right support that they needed. Maybe there was another resource they could have pulled in, and then they just do it differently the second time. And the second time, hopefully, they'll step forward. But very, very few of my clients make no progress. From week or meeting to meeting, I should say, there's always progress that's made. There's always learning that's done, and there's always just forward movement.
How often are the meetings typically? Is it a weekly, monthly, bi-monthly?
It depends on the program, but most of my private clients, we meet about every other week.
And I know this is, we've talked a lot about developing the CEO of your life, but one of the things that I was really interested in also is that you have written a book earlier this year that's called Living Your Life on Purpose. And I'm really curious about the title of that, because, you know, we would all think that we're living our life on purpose, but what do you really mean by that?
And I think the book title is exactly becoming a CEO. Getting up every day and just not letting life live you, but you moving forward with your life, that's living your life on purpose. It's proactively making things happen. It's going out of your way to stop and think instead of reacting. A lot of people, I really feel, are reactors. they just kind of see what happens, and then they just try and set, or they try and put out all the fires that are happening, instead of maybe letting the fire burn for a second and going, okay, I might have 8 fires in front of me, but which one is the most important fire? Is anyone going to die here? Well, if not, okay, maybe I should deal with the fire that's based on my long-term goal. I'll let the other ones burn for a little bit, and I'll get to them when I can. It's a more confident, deeper level of thinking.
So when you're saying that, it's really almost taking a step back and saying, let me look at the whole picture, not the fire, not the only fire that I see in my vision right now, because there may be some more surrounding it, mm-hmm. so that they can get on. One of the things I'm curious about is with your coaching and your approach to it, which is a great approach for people to really become more powerful within themselves. What is your favorite thing about coaching?
My favorite thing about coaching is watching people believe more deeply in themselves. I can't tell you how many clients that have come to me just with their hair pulling out of their head going, I just can't do this, or this just is overwhelming. And then going about halfway through the program and them going, wow, really? I mean, because we track their progress. And sometimes they don't even realize that they've progressed. And it's just so neat to hear the tone in their voices and to see the things that they're doing and to see more comfortably how they're stepping out.
Well, I imagine, you know, we spend so much time tooting other people's horns sometimes that it's hard to notice when our own's doing really well, and, you know, kind of pat ourselves on the back and mm-hmm. say, great job, I've actually moved forward. Well, when we're talking about like some of these clients that you've worked with that have really made progress, what kind of people do you work with?
Most of the people I work with tend to be business owners and senior level professionals. It's one of those things as to where I think a lot of them seem to have so many personal and professional responsibilities, and trying to juggle it all puts them in a mindset of just overwhelm. And that's why my specialty is helping people who are overwhelmed take back control of their life. I'm not a balance coach in terms of the typical balance, making sure that everything works in order. What I am is a take charge coach, the person that really helps everybody take charge of their life. One of the things that's really interesting is that people think that balance is holding everything equally, and it's not. What I say is you need to develop harmony in your life. You need to absolutely know which things to pick up in your life and to focus on for whatever length of time it takes to focus on them, and then to know when to put it down and to move on. That's harmony. You can't juggle 12 balls at once. You always have to juggle one ball at a time, or 2 balls at a time, because you only have 2 hands. But you can't do more than 2 because you've only got 2 hands, and that's the way you need to approach life. You need to focus on one thing at a time and just figure out how to balance or how to juggle everything else.
Well, this seems naturally with life too. There's certain balls that are heavier at the moment that you need to handle more
exactly.
and worry about the others later. Well, I've also noticed that you're a speaker, and so you offer like keynotes and workshops. What are some of the keynotes and workshops that you offer?
The keynote that I absolutely love to deliver is the Getting Through the Recession Effectively by Becoming CEO of Your Life. And that keynote has been given to a lot of places this year. And everywhere I've ever given it, they've just loved it. And the people have really connected to the power of becoming a CEO. Of course, I always do stress management and time management workshops. I've got the Developing the CEO Within You boot camp, and then I can create anything you might need to be with whatever theme your company, organization, or trade show might be doing that year.
Well, great. Well, if someone wanted to find out more about either having you as a keynote, developing a workshop, or even finding out more about becoming the CEO in their life, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can call me at 404-551-3601. They can email me at Chris, K-R-I-S, at begintoshift.com. And of course, they can go onto my website and check that out. And that's www.begintoshift.com.
Well, great. Before we wrap everything up, I wanted to give our listeners just a little takeaway. And if you had one piece of advice and it was the only thing that you could tell an entrepreneur sitting in front of you that's just in a state of overwhelm, what is the one thing that they could do right now in their business to make it a little better?
The one thing that I would say is to actually schedule time to figure out what it is that you want. And what I'm running right now is a special through the holidays. I have a 2010 Roadmap to Success Vision meeting that I'm doing. It's usually $150, but I've dropped it down to $49. And the neat thing about it is you don't have to pay until after the meeting, and only if you thought it was valuable. All I ask is that people charge the dollar just to hold their spot, because I want to make sure that they're going to show up. But other than that, as long as they show up and as long as they think the meeting was valuable, then I ask if I can charge their credit card.
Well, that's fantastic. So I would highly encourage you, if you are wanting to become the CEO in your life, which will help be the CEO of your business too, to contact Chris. And you can go to our website, which is www.begintoshift.com, or email her at Chris, K-R-I-S, at begintoshift.com. And she'll get you rolling in being the CEO in your life, or find out about what program might be ideal for you. Well, Lee, it's been another great show.
Yeah, great guest.
I know, and I love this topic. There's been a lot going around lately about being the CEO of your life and your business, and this is just perfect timing, too, so with the start of the new year, so that people can really get that get the right foot forward.
Right.
Well, we want to thank our sponsors, Business Support Solutions and Radio X. Until next time, I'm Bev Ann Bonds, and for my co-host Lee Cantor, we'd like to thank you for listening to Georgia Business Coaches Show. Be sure to tune in at 11:30 on Tuesdays to listen live, or go to our website, georgiabusinesscoaches.com, and listen at your convenience.